Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The World Cup Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Welcome, everybody, to the World Cup Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford. I am here in Newcastle upon Tyne. It's horrible. The rain's going sideways past the window. And the date is Sunday, December the 4th. And we are here to give our picks out for the World Cup action. Round of 16 games, two matches on Tuesday, December the 6th. And with me for the second time today, Mr. Barry Penaluna. Barry, post-pork. You were pre-pork earlier on. Are you post-pork? Is everyone porked?
Aye, I'm fully porked out, like. I totally overdid it on the pork. it's quite a common thing. Whenever I fire up the barbecue, I always overestimate how much people will eat.
I thought you meant you overdid it, that you'd eaten about 3 kilos. You made too much.
Yeah, I have tons of it. There's loads of leftover pork, which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's never leftover pork can never be a bad thing.
Pork tacos, pork wraps, kids' lunch tomorrow will be made of pork. Not a problem. But I totally overdid it, but it went down well. Worth the effort.
Good name for a band, that, Leftover Pork.
Yeah.
Go and see them supporting Rage Against the Machine at Leeds Festival or something like that. So since we spoke this afternoon, we were about half an hour in front of the France versus Poland game and then England against Senegal this evening. And in all actuality, Baz, two fairly uneventful games. Both went to form. Both favourites covered the handicap. We picked some winners, remarkably. I'm not saying, we're not calling it a heater just yet, Baz, because defrosting is what we're doing.
I'm on fire, like.
Oh, you are? Oh, you on fire?
I'm in flames here, like.
Fully a towering inferno of Barry. Okay. I've taken myself out the freezer with one eye on cooking myself on Tuesday, which is what we're going to do this evening. So, yeah, France 3, Poland 1. My bet was the second half being the highest scoring was a price of 21-20. I did give out Mbappe at any time, which I'm not going to win any prizes for, but he's just in such good form. And the opposition, I thought, were so poor. But that price was 21-20 as well. So, I mean, if I'm happy to take the same price about the second half being the highest scoring, I'm quite happy to give out Mbappe at any time. The outcome here was predictable relatively early. Poland had a bit of a mad 5 minutes in the first half. The lad hit the shot straight at Lloris when he should have done a little bit better. But apart from that, really, France were always in command. Got the goal. Just approaching half-time, actually, looked like it was going to go in at 0-0. Olivier Giroud scored. Good finish. And then Mbappe took over in second half. They scored a couple of late doors. And then, Barry, do you want to talk us through how you won your bet?
Well, it was quite easy, really. I mean, the obvious bet for this one was the both teams to score, wasn't it?
Oh, obvious.
And it sailed home in the end, didn't it? So, yeah, I did tip up both teams to score at 11-8. Definitely having that. I also tipped in this game Lewandowski to score anytime.
Fucking hell.
9-2 for Lewandowski. So you can stick your Kylian Mbappe at evens. We're talking 9-2 shots plus 450 here for Lewandowski today. And they got a stonewall penalty in the 96th minute. The 5th minute of, what was it, the 6th minute out of 5 minutes of injury time.
Yeah.
Lewandowski steps up, stutter step, easy penalty save for Lloris. Foul, no way. Lloris is off his line. Take it again. Have another go, Robert. And sure enough, steps up and slots it home in the 98th minute.
The second penalty was just as bad as the first one. So, yeah, it was a 96th minute. Shit, VAR. It was never a penalty in the first place. Twice taken.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And Lloris was miles off his line for the first one.
I actually thought he made them retake it. He pointed at the defender. The defender was nearer the ball than Lewandowski when he kicked it. The referee pointed at the defender. As it happens, when they looked at the replay, Lloris was off his line as well. Yeah. I don't know, them penalties are shit. Absolutely horrific. I mean,
we saw it yesterday, didn't we? Was it yesterday with the AU? For Ghana. Same thing, wasn't it? Just run up and hit it. Stop all this stupid fanning about. So I did get lucky, but 11-8 and a 9-2 will take all the luck.
We sound like proper grumpy old men, like we're on an episode of Top Gear or something, when we're complaining about young men running up and taking shite penalties. But yeah, you're right. Just run up and kick the back of the ball as hard as you can. Oh, Baz, I think we've suffered enough bad fortune so far this World Cup to France owed with that Griezmann goal last time for both teams to score. We haven't touched on that because that's happened since we touched on the Griezmann goal robbing us of the both teams to score against Tunisia.
Yeah.
But the very next night, what we haven't talked about is Germany scoring the exact same goal and it being allowed to stand.
I mean, that was infuriating the next day. Because it was exactly the same situation, wasn't it? The ball comes over, he's offside, but he's not interfering. And then when the ball's played again, he's onside and they rightfully let it go, which is exactly what they should have done. I'm sure I'd read somewhere that France had actually made a complaint to FIFA.
Yeah, they've appealed. Yeah, they're trying to get it to stand. I don't know how that works.
I mean, it can't possibly work, but it shows they were strongly of the same opinion as us. So that being ruled out was ridiculous. And it was a costly one. So, yeah, we would definitely do a bit of luck. And that late penalty in the day definitely helped me out. So a couple of really nice wins to start the day off.
A bit of an anomaly with Poland. There was a penalty in every one of their games, Baz. They missed against Mexico. They missed against Mexico, which cost me a Poland money line win. They then, Saudi Arabia then missed one. Szczesny saved it, which cost me both teams to score. Messi then missed one, which ultimately didn't cost us, but at the time was still at 0-0. And I was like, lads, have a day off. And then Lewandowski again tonight managed to stop. But something that did occur to me watching the end of this, or watching all of this actually, because Poland were absolutely shite, was in the next World Cup, 48 teams. Are we not just like asking for more of this? I mean, I don't know how Poland had been the worst team in all four of their games. Like, somehow Mexico should have probably dismantled them. The Saudis probably should have dismantled them. Argentina did. And then today, Poland were largely uncompetitive. So the next tour, I don't know how the 48 teams work because it's a stupid number. It doesn't work. So you either have to have a second group stage or that stupid thing where, like, the best third place teams go through, which is never satisfactory. Now, they will have already sorted that out. I just haven't been asked to look it up. But you're not just getting, like, so it's another 16 teams. So I think Europe get around about a third. I think we had 13. I say we are okay. Europe had 13 this time. So you're looking at another 5, maybe. Like, so again, we've had Wales and Poland. So you're just bunging Scotland and Austria and fucking Slovenia or someone. Greece. Greece shouldn't ever be allowed to play anyway, like, because they just mangle everything they ever go near. Just absolute cat like that. And then to be fair, although the Asian teams have played okay, Canada and the US have done all right. You dropped out like Panama last time, again, and they were in England's group with it. Panama were absolutely garbage. You'll end up with another Costa Rica. You'll get Honduras or El Salvador or someone in there. I know it's a little bit early to panic about that, Baz. So halfway through this World Cup is to be getting the hump about the next one. But yeah, it just dawned on me. I don't want to be watching Austria v Scotland.
There was a story the other day about FIFA were considering for the next World Cup going straight to penalty shootouts in the group stages. If it's a draw.
It's in America.
Yeah. So if it's a draw, we'll just jump straight to penalties and there's an extra point up for grabs for whoever wins that penalty.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? You can't just change the rules of football just because it's the World Cups in America. That's ridiculous. I mean, that would be absurd. I don't know how genuine that story is. But I've seen it floated in a few places. And it wouldn't surprise you if FIFA would have found it.
No, absolutely not. No.
At the end of the day, it's ridiculously stupid that we're playing in November, December.
No, but half of our audience is American, so don't be upsetting people. But there's been a minor meltdown tonight that the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants ended in a tie. I saw people like Moonaf.
I've seen a few people.
They've already having a paddy about that, which made me laugh because the England-USA game ending in a draw last week sent enough of them into meltdown. But it's fine. A draw's good, man. Don't worry about it, lads. We've done it for hundreds of years. It'll all work out in the end. After that, so bloodless win for France. Equally, really uneventful win for England. First of all, we had Simmer selections, and he was wrong. Well, he got 10 out of the 11. He had Rashford in for Foden. So it wasn't a bad effort from Simmers. In terms of the game itself, Senegal had a couple of half chances in the first half. And really, that was it. Once England scored, it was just starting. A little bit of frustration was maybe creeping in. The commentators were getting a bit tetchy. And then all of a sudden, you get a break. Bellingham with an absolutely fantastic break. England score. Then it's 2-0 out to nothing. And really, we've seen a little fight back from the USA. We saw a little fight back from Australia. But the third goal killed Senegal tonight. They were toast after that. I did want to point out all three goals just went right in the middle of the goal. I've no idea what Mendy was doing for any of them. Like, they just, all three of them went, and I've measured this with a ruler, they all went exactly in the middle of the goal. I mean, where's the keeper? He's like a hologram. Like, he's absolutely dog shit. Pickford keeps going like a toddler, but I've never seen out like that, Mendy. I don't know why he bothered.
Slightly left leg.
He what?
Kane's went slightly to the left, didn't it?
No, it didn't. Have a look again, mate. I've measured it, honestly. Hashtag science. It goes right in the middle. Even Bob said, lying next to me, he says, where's the keeper standing? He was about two yards to the left, where he should be. Bob also claimed, Barry, that you shouldn't be claiming that Lewandowski win. He was furious about that. He just says it wasn't appropriate for a man your stature. So, England's forward pairs look good. They made a lot of changes. Senegal kind of out of steam. They were what they thought they were. They tried to hang in. But ultimately, we've talked about the quality that the US and Australia just didn't have in compared to their opposition. And Poland again today. So that's really come to fruition in all four games. What did you make of it? Well, there wasn't really any takeaways, was it? I mean, the prices were, England were sort of minus 200. The handicap, in terms of a bet, I'd given out both teams. My reaction was 2-1. So I'd lent towards both teams to score, but the pick I gave out was actually at a very similar price, was at over 2.5 goals, because it factors in 3-0 England, and that is precisely what I had written down there. So I was okay with that one. Yeah, that was at a price of plus 130. Put up Jude Belling was a possible goal scorer. He did really well, picked up the assist instead. But I think you went up the ladder with your goals, Baz, didn't you? And I messaged you with about 25 minutes left and said, this could be 5 or 6. I thought you were on. So you cashed your main stuff, but it could have got a little bit better for you.
I mean, I tipped up the handicap was my main bet, 6-4 for England. So plus 150, England minus 1.5. And once the second goes in, it just never looked in any danger, did it? But I did. I also tipped the England to score 2 or more. And I sort of touted the 4 or more, pushing it to sort of up to 8-1 for 4 or more. Once we got, I mean, the first half hour, Senegal made it pretty difficult, didn't they? They were physical, they were pressing a lot, made a bit. But as soon as the first goal went in, it just turned on its head straight away. But then second half, once the third's gone in, the game just died on it. Just died, didn't it, really? England were happy with what they had. Senegal weren't going to, they knew they were dead and buried. And there was a couple of chances to get a fourth. Would have been nice to pick up a big money one on the 8-1 shot, but happy with the handicap. A couple of chances for them to stretch their legs a bit.
Good goals they scored. Bellingham did great for the first one, and Henderson with a very surprising arrival and finish. And then the break for the second one, Bellingham did everything right, played in for Foden, was it? Put it into Kane smashed it. And then the third one's a lovely little finish from Saka. England's forward players do look top class. And then you're still a little bit concerned about the defence. They haven't really been tested much. And Jude Bellingham, Baz, man, wouldn't you like to see him in a black and white shirt? He's incredible, isn't he?
Unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, everything about him, like he looks like he's just been on the scene for years and years, doesn't he? I mean, they said in the aftermath of the game, he's playing like one of the world's best midfielders, which you'd expect to be sort of 26, 27-year-old before you reach that level, and he's just there now. And then he got interviewed after the game, and he's just sounds so smart, so intelligent, so grounded. Just such an intelligent player, and he plays like that on the pitch. He's perfect, isn't he? I mean, it's exciting times for whoever, wherever he ends up.
Yeah, definitely.
And exciting times for England with him at the, the next 10 years or so,
So, and just one more thing, Baz, before we get stuck into Tuesday's games, just some early thoughts on England v France. Yeah, I've got a couple of early lines. England are plus 210, 21-10. So a shade over 2-1 for England. France at 11-8, plus 137. I mean, we're barely an hour after the final whistle here. But what's your initial instinct on this one? Should be a good game, I think, first and foremost. But then, I mean, I think both teams look okay going forwards, and it may be a little bit suspect at the back. So we should be in for an entertaining game, if not else.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, France, that's 4 games now. France haven't got a clean sheet. I think there's no doubt we can cause them problems at that end. I do have same as you, a few doubts over our defence. So I think it potentially be an exciting game. The price is England off. That's a big price for England.
It is a big price.
I find it hard with England. I think a lot of people outside of England, I think, have a bit of a view of us being a bit arrogant and we expect to win. I think all the football's coming home, and that makes people think that we're all sure that football is, the World Cup is coming up. And it's quite the opposite, isn't it? I think the biggest critics of England are generally England fans, and we sort of, I mean, certainly I struggle to get too carried away with any of it. I'm just always waiting for the next disappointment. So I certainly won't go into next week thinking, yes, this is it, win this, and we're on our way. But we've got a chance, we've got a chance against them. It should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it and see how my thoughts change. I mean, it's a long wait, isn't it now? 6 days to the between.
Yeah, it's Saturday night, next Saturday, 7 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern, that one. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We've got plenty of days to get stuck into some advanced statistics, Baz, analytics. Me and you will be at the coal face most of the week, like the Wizard of Oz. Plenty more football between now and then, though, as well. If you're ready to win money on that football and boost your odds, WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia, bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBet. Same game parlays. I got one of them up this afternoon in the France game. That never, ever happens. It was only like 21 to 10 kind of thing. But I did it. WynnBet is the home of Build Your Own Betting there. Sign up today and receive the special offer. Bet $100 to win $100. Plenty to choose from. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com so they know that we sent you. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. So Tuesday the 6th, round of 16, 3 p.m. UK time, 10 a.m. Eastern time kickoff between Morocco and Spain. Morocco are 6-1 underdogs in 90 minutes. The draw is at 11-4 plus 275. Spain are at 4-7 minus 175. Morocco won Group F. A bit of a turn up for the books there. They had a 0-0 against Croatia. They beat Belgium 2-0 and beat Canada 2-1. Spain finished second in Group E, beat Costa Rica 7-0, 1-1 with Germany, and then lost 2-1 to Japan. We'll start with Morocco. Decent run of results, those three results, but I have been into the XG, as we know. Poor. 0.65 against Croatia, 0.77 against Belgium, 0.59 against Canada. So they haven't made it over three quarters of a goal in the expected goals stat so far this season. And I don't think that's very sustainable. They have defended well. If they do go one down, though, I think you fear for them because I don't know if they've got the wherewithal like sort of Japan did, Germany did to come back. I'm not sure if Morocco can do that. Spain are going to control the game. I don't think they're an explosive enough side on the break to be able to get back into it. Like, say, Australia managed to sneak a goal back. USA did the same. Senegal couldn't do it tonight. Looked a little bit toothless. And that's kind of the fate that I fear for Morocco here. Spain are really hard to work out because the 7-0 win was a non-event, told us nothing. In fact, none of these games told us an awful lot, actually. They won all the Germany was a good game of football. Spain possibly could have won, but Germany did okay. And then Japan picked their pockets 2-1 after Spain went 1-0 up. And we've seen that Japan can do that to sides on the break. They did it against Germany. My instinct here was the really boring. You get this a lot in football. The favourite wins 2-0. So I kind of reversed back from that, trying to find some bets that fit. It did that scoreline, that 2-0 Spain, did fly in the face of those first couple of games, particularly USA, Australia, and then Poland. But then we've seen England hold on tonight, so I'm not too fussed about going for it. All the markets that fitted into that category were kind of too short. So I found, we've used this market quite a few times. Price is 5-6, 1.83 or minus 120. And it's a Spain team total. So I'm eliminating the data of these underdog teams getting on the score sheet. I'm going to take that market out of it. And I'm going to take the Spain team total at over 1.5. That would have cashed all the favourites so far in the four games we've watched in this round would have cashed that. So I think 5-6 is a perfectly reasonable price, Baz, for Spain to score over 1.5 goals. What do you reckon? You're on mute, Baz. Baz, you're on mute.
Hey.
First one of the... I cannot believe we've done 17 episodes and you've not... We on the MLB show, we do that 5 times a night, easily. Well done, mate. 17 episodes, but...
We've done well. I'd muted myself because I was just cracking open a bottle of wine. I didn't want the noise, you know. So I've been rumbled there.
You have.
What do I reckon? I reckon I was along the same lines. I had I'd marked down Spain plus 1.5 goals. Very much the same analysis, really. I'd looked at the XG as well. I don't think Morocco are as good as I'd sort of had in my head. It wasn't a difficult group for them, was it? Croatia haven't been pulling up any trees. We drew 0-0 with them. Belgium, I just think, have been terrible, haven't they?
Yep.
So I was the same. I think there was the two that took my eye, the Spain goals, and I was thinking along the same lines, 2-0, something like that. And the other one, I'll take, because you've took the 2.5 goals, I'll go a little bit different. Spain went to nil, 5-4, so plus money for them to win a nil. I can see that happening. And the big thing with Spain is their possession, isn't it?
Yeah.
First game against Costa Rica, fair enough, it's Costa Rica. 82% possession. Germany, they had 64%. And then even in a 2-1 defeat against Japan, with a second string lineup, what do you think the percentage was of possession in that game?
72.
82% again, wow, against Japan in a 2-1 defeat. So we can expect that again in this game. If you haven't got the ball, it's hard to score, isn't it? And as you see, true, as you pointed out, Morocco haven't been very good in front of goal anyway. So I think Spain will limit Morocco. I'll take the Spain to win to nil, 5-4. But I am also co-signing your Spain 2 or more, because I think that's
yeah, well, solid. Like you say, that was my instinct. I had Spain 2-0, but it was just when I was handicapping this afternoon, the USA had scored, Australia had scored, Poland had scored. So I just wanted to take that out, and I'll probably lose 30 points worth of value from -120 to your +110 or whatever, in terms of taking Spain on the team total. So, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me at all. That Spain 2-0, round about a 5-1 shot, 92, something like that. But that's kind of the obvious play. Yeah, so we'll move on to the final game in this second round, the round of 16. On Tuesday is a 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Eastern time kickoff between Portugal and Switzerland. Portugal are the favourites at 9-10, -111. The draw is at 9-4, +225. Switzerland +450, the price of 7-2. Portugal come through as the winners of Group H. Switzerland come through as the runners-up in Group G. Barry, lead us off. Portugal v Switzerland.
Here we go, Portugal again. I'm intrigued to see where you go, because at some point, are you going to stop fading Portugal and go elsewhere? And I've not been as cold on Portugal as you have up until this point. I like Switzerland. I think they're a really...
Did you say you like Switzerland?
Yeah.
In what way? Would you expand on that?
I just think that they're a competent team. They're solid. I think they'll cause Portugal problems. I can't see it being an easy game. I'm assuming you're going the other way, but that doesn't concern me at all.
What, against Switzerland? I can't be against both of them.
No, it sounds like you're not happy with me being in favour of...
No, it was just a funny thing. You just said I like Switzerland. I didn't know if you'd been on holiday or you liked the Toblerone or... I don't think anyone's ever said they like Switzerland before in a sentence. There's nothing wrong with it. It's quite an inoffensive place, but I just wondered why you were so much in love with Switzerland.
No, I just meant the team.
Right, okay.
The Swiss team on this occasion. Yeah, they've done well to get out of that group, I think. It was a tough group for them. Start off with a good win against Cameroon. You know, only a 1-0 defeat to Brazil. There's no shame in that. And then I thought they looked good against Serbia. 3-2, a really entertaining game, that one. And there's a bit of form coming into this in the Nations League. They'd won the last three games, beating Czech Republic, beat Spain, and they beat Portugal. Beat them 1-0 last time out in June. That was a home game. They did also, you know, in fairness, go back 2 weeks earlier to that. They lost 4-0 to Portugal in Portugal. So we have got a little bit of form there from recent times. But I think coming out of that, what was a tough group, with 6 points and only a small defeat to Brazil was a really, really solid showing. And as I say, I'm looking at those last three Nations League games, beating Spain, Czech Republic and Portugal. It shows they've got the ability to get results against some of the big teams. Portugal, they've done everything they needed to, haven't they, to get to this stage. Again, the South Korea result, I wouldn't be too concerned about. I think they knew they'd done what they needed to in that group. The rest had a lot of players. And otherwise, they've made easy enough work of it, haven't they? 3-2 win against Ghana, 2-0 against Uruguay, and then that South Korea result at the end. I'm making a case for Switzerland. I'm not brave enough to take them outright, but I wouldn't put anyone off of that. Where are we? 7-2 for Switzerland to win the game. But on the Asian handicap, I take Switzerland plus half a goal. It's at 1.97, so we're just short of even money for them, and that gets a draw. So you're basically Switzerland double chance. Switzerland or the draw at just short of even money, we'll call it 10-11, 21-20, whatever you want. That's a pick for me. I think Switzerland will get some in or at least take this to extra time and push Portugal right to the wire.
Yeah, I love that, Baz. You've had handicapped it very similarly to myself. I mean, I'm going to die on this hill of fate in Portugal. Like, once they get knocked out, I'm just going to tout it and tell you how correct I was. Even if they get knocked losing the final on penalties, I'm going to claim they were shite. I think you're right about not worrying about the South Korea result. The three teams, France, Brazil and Portugal, who all rested their players for the last group games, all lost. However, France have come out tonight and won relatively comfortably. So as a point that appears not to be a huge worry. Just Portugal, I mean, that first game is the one that got me because that was going absolutely nowhere. Like, I still can't really work out quite what happened. They got a horrible penalty. There wasn't a penalty. It was 0-0 with 20 minutes left. It finished 3-2. They then beat a poor Uruguay team, albeit they got a horrible lucky penalty in that one as well, and then lost to South Korea. Switzerland, however, beat Cameroon, something that Brazil and Serbia both failed to do. They lost 1-0 to Brazil, which was just about fair enough. Brazil were probably a goal better than them. But they did defend really, really well. And then they had to do something different a little bit against Serbia because they got ahead, but then they were 2-1 down. And they had to go and win it, and they showed they could do that as well. So Switzerland looked like they've got a couple of options in their locker. My starting point here was I've got this down count as a 1-1 draw. I've got the draw, so that's at 6-1. The draw is at plus 225, 9-4. Switzerland draw no bet, which is very similar to what yourself had, Baz, plus 225, 9-4. So you get your money back if it's a draw, or that you would win yours on the Asian line with that half a goal. And then Switzerland to qualify at 7-4, plus 275. I'm still taking Portugal to go out. And I think, Baz, we might just see this one go to PKs. I've got penalties here at 9-2 plus 450. So if this isn't a draw, I'm going to lose a lot of these bets here. Because like I say, starting with a draw, Switzerland draw no bet. Switzerland then to qualify, and they're going to have to win on penalties because that's another pick as well. So that's where I see it going. So any sort of any bet that fits into any of that framework.
So yeah, 9-2 penalties, that's regardless of who wins it, just game to go to penalties.
Game to go to penalties, yeah. You can take Portugal at 9-1 or Switzerland at 10-1. How they've worked out Portugal a point better. I mean, maybe it's because they've got Ronaldo and Fernandes. That clearly must be worth a point over Switzerland, which is a load of bollocks, frankly. So yeah, but the equivalent is backing both teams to win on penalties. But who's going to do that? You'd have to be a madman. So it's the same price, yeah, taking 9-2. For it to go to penalty kicks, Baz. Because this being tight, it's a very. I've talked before about Everton versus Everton. This is that game. Like, it's just two very middle of the road. Not quite as bad as Poland, but they're certainly not top class. I'm not having Portugal and Switzerland do fall into that bracket that we've seen. Poland, Denmark, Belgium, teams like that. So, I think they can cancel each other out, Baz.
Yeah, I don't mind the penalty shout. I think, similar to you, I think it will be very close game, which is why I wanted the draw on my side. You know, if any one of these eight games is going to go to penalties, then that's the one that looks most likely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
No, I wouldn't talk anyone out of that.
So there you go. Anything else you need to tell the people about, Baz? We've cracked out a sharp 34 minutes there.
No, I don't think there is. I think we covered most of the social stuff this afternoon on episode 17.
We did.
Yep. Two episodes today, so it's been a bit of a...
Yeah, we haven't managed to fit any lifestyle in. Well, I haven't, because I went to sleep and then I went in the bath and watched a little bit of Red Zone. Moonaf gave me four picks, 2-1, 2-loss, so I was juiced out on those. Not a bad effort, though. I've had worse days. And then I got out the bath and watched England, so no lifestyle. But I'm still feeling a little bit tired and emotional after all the beer consumption this weekend.
Is there a detox coming tomorrow? Back on the tin fish?
Well, tin fish, Baz, is the right answer, yeah. As well as all the crap I bought, I did all the shopping for everyone. So I did all the cooking and stuff, took all the beer, crisps, all of that malarkey. But then I bought, foolishly, a bag of apples and a bag of bananas. Well, not the apples and bananas weren't big sellers, Baz, I'll be honest. on the boys' weekend away, like, all the 11-year-olds ate nothing but Haribo and the grown-ups ate nothing but curry and drank beer. So the apples and bananas were shunned. So that's me tomorrow. I've got about 5 kilos of apples and bananas to get through.
I had a bit of a food disaster myself yesterday. You might remember this time last week, you were asking me what was the best thing I ate whilst I was away.
Oh, yeah.
In Europe. And it was a beef goulash, wasn't it?
It was.
With a bread dumpling. So what I've done is got a recipe for a fine Slovak beef goulash.
Nice.
Went out and got all the ingredients. Had most of them in, to be fair. But what I didn't have was marjoram and caraway seeds. Every herb and spice going in this house, but I didn't have the marjoram and caraway anyway. So went to the shop, picked them up, put them in the car, sorted. Started cooking last night, fried up a few onions. Next step, add your crushed caraway seeds. Couldn't find them anywhere. Realised I'd left them in the car.
Yeah,
Helen's gone out in the car for the night.
No.
The recipe has started, and at that point, the recipe ended. So I had some fried onions and had to abort the mission.
I wouldn't have. I mean, how crucial the caraway seeds are going to be, Baz?
I think,
I'm not saying it wouldn't have been nice, but if you're taking the Pepsi challenge with that at the end, I wouldn't have spat it out and said, "There's no caraway in that, Barry, you fucking idiot."
If you take all of the herbs out, so there's a marjoram and the caraway, if you take them all out, then it's just not a beef goulash anymore, is it? It's just a beef stew. And it wasn't what I was after. And the bairn had been looking forward to it as well, because Helen was out.
Yeah.
So he had gone for a sleepover at a mate, so it was just me and the little one last night, and I'd got her all excited about it. And the disappointment on her face when I told her it wasn't happening, she was like...
It's still knocked up some sort of beef stew. A bit of paprika and you're in with a beef stew, aren't you?
I just thought I'm just going to hang on and I'll just have my goulash a day or two later. So I didn't do it today because I've been busy, but it'll be on the go tomorrow.
Do you think this has been the most appearances of the word goulash on a World Cup podcast anywhere so far this year, Baz?
Probably. I mean, especially there's no Czech Republic or no Slovakia in this
World Cup. Hungarian, isn't it, really, the goulash?
Hungary's another one, but they're not in the World Cup either. So there probably isn't many podcasts talking about goulash on a regular basis. But obviously, I'll update you again tomorrow because we'll have been fed goulash.
I think that goulash chat probably got rid of 98% of the listeners, Baz, between us finishing handicapping that last game. But I enjoyed it, and I think you should have just gone for it. But anyway, it's a TBC, isn't it? To be continued, the goulash story.
Correct.
So look forward to it. So have the herbs returned now? Have they been brought into the house?
In the car, they were just sat in the car. In fact, they are still sat in the car. I still haven't even took them out of the car.
Yeah, this is going to happen again, Baz. Imagine if it happened twice in a week.
I don't know what I was going to say. I could be setting myself up for another.
Absolutely crazy talk. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our football picks and goulash stories. Get in the Discord. I haven't been in the Discord channel for about 72 hours. Like I say, I've been away, so I'll get stuck back in tomorrow. find out how everyone's been getting on. The website is still firing out loads of picks as well. And download the app, like, rate, review, all of that stuff. Thank you very much, Barry. Enjoy your... how much of that wine are you going to drink?
It depends how much I'm enjoying the NFL. I'm going to turn Red Zone on, watch a bit of NFL until I get bored. See how my fantasy football going. If it's on a knife edge, I'll probably get through the full bottle.
I might.
I am quite tired. It might just be an early night, but I'll see how this NFL's panning out.
I might live bet something here in the NFL. I might take an underdog. Yeah, find any old underdog to mount a fight back and sit and watch that for the last hour, just to rest me. To rest me, we everybody. One last sweat all, before we go to bed.
They're all in the balance at the moment. They're all within one score, all four games at the moment.
Oh, well, there you go. Then I'll find a dog or a little parlay to get on. Right, thank you very much, Baz. Enjoy that. We'll be back. Who knows? We'll plan out a week this week, but just keep your eyes peeled. We'll be around about this time. We'll be going most days, I imagine, although you got the odd day off now factored in between games, because the games are becoming thinner and further between. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled, and if you've subscribed, etc., you'll get the next episode. Good luck with your picks, both Monday if you're listening tonight, or Tuesday if you've downloaded this. And until then, I'll see you down the road. Cheers.